Welcome to the Crime Phenomenon and Beyond podcast, and prepare yourselves for the fuckery.
I love when they...
Wow.
That nasty bastard.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Who got me a nipple belt?
It's a good little nugget.
Brown chicken, brown cat.
Oh my god.
Canadia.
You got dickheads.
Fuck's a modus operandi.
I got nothing.
Maze of balls.
What in the actual fuck?
I don't fucking know.
Maybe it's because you're ugly.
You gonna wake up dead.
1-800. Fillet that dick.
The fuck?
I shit my pants once when I thought I was gonna fart.
I fucking hate you.
And anyway, there's the bullshit.
And here we go.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Amanda.
And Amanda gets to be the lovely little host today again. And I'm so scared. It's a paranormal one though, right?
It is.
Well, yeah, great. Yeah. It's, we're already in the fill.
I know, right?
I know. And now, last time that I had to take notes while you're talking so I could follow along. So I'm gonna try to not take notes today. However, I probably should.
Probably should, because I mean, my brain is just fucked.
I just want to say,
it's fine.
Now you know how it is.
It should be rough, man. Fuck.
It is. It's like, wait, what did I just say? Who is this?
I can't plan nothing. Ever.
I mean, and you think, I mean, the whole part of trying to pronounce words, I'm just like, what is this? Just now, me using
just string
how to
together
pronounce
some consonants and just put
no,
it. Spit it out there.
It's like, I know this word. It says.
Just sound confident. That's all that matters.
If it's straight. Okay, it says Storado.
Oh, God.
Is that it? No, this doesn't exist. Put way too many syllables in there.
Too many. Way too many.
Yes.
Oh, God, Georgie.
Oh. So, poor Georgie.
Our episode tonight is about a little town that I grew up close to. It's kind of like a ghost town now. I say kind of like, it is a ghost town. There's absolutely nothing active with this town anymore. Well, except the church. And
what about the ghost?
Those two.
You ain't wrong.
Last time I've been out there, they were pretty fucking active. But, so I grew up in Burke Burnett, Texas. And I'm gonna stifle the urge I have to stand up on a soapbox and talk about how fucking amazing Burke was in Texas in general. But I've heard
amazing things about this place.
I loved it.
That is sarcasm. I've never heard of it before. Other than when you say it, I'm like, does that?
You had me going. So, back when I was in high school, actually it was shortly after I graduated, people started talking about Clara. And Clara's a town that was big. Existed. I don't think it was ever big. It existed like late 1800s, early 1900s. And the only thing that's left over from that town is the cemetery, the rectory, and the Lutheran church. The church is actually still active, which I find fucking just crazy.
A church that is active without a town?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much.
I know, right? Like, today. So, like, I'm going to read you this little thing off a historical marker, because there's these nice little plaques, kind of like what you guys have up here in Kentucky, that just, I don't know, stand in the middle of fucking nowhere, and you look at it, and you're like, oh, there's a little bit of history there. And then, you know, you read it.
Oh, like the brown things? Like,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I guess they have those all over America. I don't know yet. But I do know for a fact they're in Texas. I fucking saw it, man. My own two eyeballs.
I mean, I only found out that Taylorsville was, like, flooded on purpose because they needed to build a dam and build a different town. It's a brown thing somewhere. I was probably high when I read it, so I might not know what it said.
There could be no truth to this.
I know. I haven't read it in a while, but there are several there.
Well.
And I only know that they're still there, and I might have read it because Pokestops will be there while playing Pokemon Go.
Oh my god, you said Pokestops. I was like, is that somebody's name? What the fuck? Okay, I get it now. All right, so this historical marker says, Herman Specht migrated in 1870 to Galveston from Germany. Now, granted, that's a long way from Clara. In 1844, he married Clara M. Vogel Lang. And she was a wealthy widow. She was a 17-year-old widow. Just want to point that out.
Dang, kill him, baby.
I know, right? Like
that damn black plague be getting everybody.
Shit. Mowing them down. 17, already a widow. God damn. Okay. Adding to earlier property holdings in Galveston, he began buying extensive tracts of land in northern Wichita County, which eventually totaled 21,000 acres. In 1886, he platted the town of Clara, which he named for his wife. Aww. He loved her so much.
You said he did what?
He platted.
What's platted?
I don't even know. I totally could have been responsible and looked that up, but it kind of just sounds like he, I don't know. Like,
where's it
sat? Sat down with a piece of paper and a pencil and just like sketched out what he thought was going to be the shit.
I feel like that's just... I feel like he, never mind, I don't know.
Right, right.
New word.
I don't either. I mean, just, you know, he shot out of town. Word of the day,
platted.
Platted.
I'm going to plat you to the ground.
That sounds horrible. So the streets were named for Texas heroes, and he donated the site for the Trinity Lutheran Church. Specht advertised for German colonists from other states to settle here. He legit sent out, like, newspaper shit all over the place, Pennsylvania, where the fuck ever he was thinking German immigrants were living, being like, hey, Clara's here now, y'all.
I planted this area
exactly. For you. I planted this here town outside of Burke Burnett, Texas. Hells yeah. So he built his home in Iowa Park in 1890. So town, 1886. He called Iowa Park his home in 1890. Those were big rivals, by the way. Iowa Park Hawks and Burke Burnett Bulldogs. Yeah.
Well.
I felt pretty torn because we lived in both areas. It was awkward. Really awkward. Maybe it's good I was never a cheerleader.
I'm gonna kick my own ass today.
I know, right? And he ran a ranch at Clara where he grew wheat. North of the church site.
Not weed. Got it.
I mean, there could have been weed. In fact, it says north of the church site, he had a large experimental nursery for unusual plants. He could have had the wacky tobacco over there, man.
This is where it's all. It was Native Americans, not no Germans. Germans did not bring that over here.
Well, you're right. The 1891 drought wiped out the nursery and his crops. The 1900 Galveston storm destroyed the remainder of their holdings. Clara included a church, schools, store, garage, and post office. Hampered by an inadequate water supply, the town began to decline with the consolidation of the school with Burke Burnett schools. So basically, all their school age people came over to Burke Burnett, and Clara was kind of no more.
Claire was platted out.
It really was. So during the oil boom of the 1920s, many residents moved to Wichita Falls. So that's our major town there. We used to go down there to have a good time. And Burke Burnett used to be dry, no alcohol. So Wichita Falls was the place to go.
Just a question. On the movie, have you seen the movie Road Trip?
Probably.
Where the guy accidentally mailed a sex tape to his girlfriend. I think it was from Wichita, but that might have been Northern. I don't know. Yeah.
It's an old... accidentally mail a sex tape?
Because he... It's a long story. You'll just have to watch it. It's an older movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look at that now.
It's great.
So, basically, people moving... Okay, so the school consolidating with Burke Burnett, and the fact that people started going to Wichita Falls, like... And then, of course, you know, roads were popping up everywhere. Cars started to become a thing, so people could, like, drive into town and get shit. So, basically, Clara kind of, you know, just wasn't important anymore. Sad. So, the town finally vanished, except for the church, rectory, and cemetery in 1978. And the cemetery was established in 88, so 2 years after he platted the town. They had a cemetery. I guess people started, you know, fucking croaking shortly after.
Listen, you there. Might not have adequate water sources, but don't worry. We got the burying sources.
Bitch, we didn't have adequate water sources when I was growing up there. There's a goddamn warning on the back of the water bill. Do not drink if pregnant. I don't know if that warning is still there, but it definitely was when I was growing up there.
What the fuck?
Right?
It's like, a great town, y'all. Don't drink. So what are you, Mexico? Don't drink the water. Okay.
It was bad. It was bad. But, like, there's not a whole lot of information on Clara as a town. There was an interesting little bit written by a little elderly lady. You know, she had apparently grown up there, had some siblings and uncles that had all lived there and worked in the town and all that good stuff. So there was a little excerpt about how it was a real tight-knit community. The entire town was pretty much centered around school and children, you know, just family life. People grew their own food, you know. The experimental garden, exactly.
That's what kept it alive for so long.
It did. And, like, they had their one general store, which had everybody's needs. And then across from the general store was the mailboxes. So it wasn't like post office, you know, your mailman was going door to door. No, he literally came to the fucking row of mailboxes and shove shit in there. So people would gather around the mailboxes and it would just be like, I don't know, a gathering. And, you know, you shoot the shit. Kind of like people gathering around the water tower for lunch breaks or some shit, you know?
Who the fuck goes around a water tower to eat?
I don't know. I was thinking about the office. Don't they, like, gather in there around the coffee machine? I do. I gather around the coffee machine.
It's not a water tower.
No, you're right.
That's why I'm like, what? I didn't know this was a thing.
It was a thing in Clara. Gather around the mailboxes. Yeah.
Yeah, they were too poor to have a water tower.
I mean, they kind of... Maybe if they had a water tower, they could have survived a little while.
They could have met around there to get their mail.
They could have. But, last I read, back in the early 2000s, the rectory was still occupied. So that's like a member of the church that oversees the cemetery and the church.
Okay.
Like the grounds. So they still had somebody that would stay there. And in fact, when we would go out there after having one too many and driving around the countryside, sometimes we'd get chased off by, I assume, the rector. But there was one particular night, and I had gone out there several times. Honestly, so it's a little weird. I find a lot, I feel at peace there.
What the fuck?
I know, it's weird. During the day.
Like, is that why you like me? Is it, Hank, that, oh my God, that's what it is. Peaceful.
There's some dead thing that's Hank. Okay, that's fucked up.
It's not my humor, it's Hank.
I like you for your Hank.
I like you for your Hank, not Panky. It's just the Hank.
The Hank. But, like, it, I don't know, there's just something about that place. I mean, it's so old, and I don't know, I think it's beautiful. It's weird. However, I did go there one particular night. It was a friend of mine, Levi and Steve. We had just gotten off work. I worked at Sonic then. Levi was my manager. Steve was the cook. I was closing car hop. I think Levi brought some Budweiser in. You know, we were bored. We were drinking. And then it was like, oh my God, we should go see this cemetery at 2 a.m. Yeah, let's do that. So, of course, we did. And I remember Steve had this idea. He's like, oh, let's record it. I'm like, yeah, sure, you know, and I'm just like, you know, leading the way, like, yeah, man, we used to, you know, walking them through and all that stuff. They'd never been out there. And we had all leaned over this iron fence and we're looking at the name on the gravestone. And we're careful. We're respectful. We're not stomping all over people's shit.
You went to a cemetery at 2 a.m. after drinking.
I mean,
you are so respectful.
Okay, it could have been way more respectful. When you put it that way, it doesn't sound very respectful.
I was very respectful for disturbing
the peace. I didn't barf on anybody's fucking stone, okay?
What did the stone say?
Well, we've read off the name, which I cannot remember, but I can totally get online and find it. I figured that out by searching the website. Anyway,
you can find anything.
Like, we had leaned over, we were reading it, and then you hear us kind of freak out. We're like, oh God, because a rat ran across the stone. Scared the shit out of all three of us. So, you know, we're laughing it off. We're, you know, making our tour around the cemetery. We look at everything we want to look at. We get in the car. We go back to my house. And we're, you know, replaying that little clip And what we didn't hear at the cemetery, we heard on the clip. You hear someone say, and this was right after that rat ran across the stone. So you hear us get all kind of, you know, crazy and antsy about it. And then you hear, get out of here.
Holy fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that gave me chills.
Clear as fucking day. Clear as fucking day.
No.
Yeah.
I literally have chills right now. Nope.
Oh, it was fucking nuts. Fucking nuts. I don't know if I'd go back there at night. I did go back there a couple years ago. I took the kids. I know. We're lucky we didn't have any attachments.
I took my kids to the Mother Mary's shrine with that. I talked about the creepy-ass thing. And I was like, motherfuckers, something crazy happened. Y'all better get to the car before I do. I'm out of here.
Oh, my God. Like, fuck all y'all.
I know. Avery, you're in a stroller? Walk it up, bitch. Come on.
Figure it out. Like,
and this place is your, you feel peace there?
I do. It's weird. I'll admit it. It is weird. It is weird. And I felt that same kind of peacefulness when I went back out there. I know. She's looking at me like I'm crazy, y'all.
Yeah. I mean, and I can't believe I've never heard this story. That is creepy as fuck.
And yeah, it was very creepy. It scared the absolute
fuck. Was that the only thing y'all heard?
That was the only thing. I don't know if he ever found anything more, because we really did record the entire time we were walking out there. If there was anything more to it, we didn't find it after that night. In fact, I'm pretty sure after we listened to that, I don't know, 7 or 8 times, we kind of just shut it the fuck off.
Like, delete. Bye-bye.
I was like, you know, I'm good.
Nope. It's like, experience. We lived it. Let's get the fuck out.
Exactly. Now, there was a house out there that was kind of, I mean, dilapidated, I guess. I mean, you know, it was an abandoned house.
Platted. Got it.
But, like, we went out there while I was in high school, and the only way to get into it was through the cellar. So you had to enter the house through the cellar, and you walk past these shelves, and you can see old jars on the shelves and shit. Everything is
already
just
sounds like Texas
dusty,
Chainsaw
dirty,
Massacre.
Dirty, murky.
House, nope.
Oh, it totally gave you that vibe. Totally. So, like, whatever was in the house was totally old as shit, fucked, and not usable. All right? Like, everything
in
there is just gone to shit. I don't know. We didn't touch them, surprisingly.
I feel like everybody called it
the murder house, but I really don't think there was any murder that
ever
happened
there. And
y'all
went there?
We did. You know, fucking teenagers. Dumb
fuck
as
no,
fuck.
I wasn't that. Okay, I was kind of maybe right, dumb, but dumb I wasn't haunted. Let's go to the murder house. No.
Oh, I was so down. I was like, yes.
Fuck no.
Of course I was excited.
I'm still not excited. God.
Now, I did start looking. I did some digging. I was like, oh my God, there's got to be some sort of haunting something. And I looked around, and the only thing I could find, aside from the murder house that wasn't really the fucking murder house, pardon my dog, he's a goddamn jackass. So the only thing I could find was something about the Screaming Sheila Bridge. Which is now located on private property, so, you know, don't get wise and go out
Screaming
there.
Screaming Sheila's out at it again.
Right? It's a little fucking nuts. So it's just outside of Electra. So we're talking about Clara, so it's weird that I'm talking about Electra. But it is said there's some sort of, you know, urban legend or whatnot that a hole was burned through the center of this bridge. And that hole came about.
Was it, I assume it's all wooden bridge?
Kind of. Okay. Wooden, tar, you know, old type shit that's flammable. So, bad idea. But apparently, there was a witch in Clara, which supposedly is the reason why Clara is no longer Clara. It's a ghost town. Witch's name was Sheila. And I did check, because they've got logs on the names that are on the tombstones, all that stuff, for people to be able to find ancestors and all that shit. I did not see one Sheila. But then I started thinking about it and was like, you know, why would they take her to Electra, burn her on a bridge, and then take her remains back to the cemetery?
They fucking wouldn't.
Okay.
Listen, you didn't really explain that there was a hole in the bridge because they burned her there. So I was like, where the fuck the hole come from?
So Sheila was a witch. They took her out of Clara and burned her alive on a stake in the middle of the Screaming Sheila Bridge. So, witch named Sheila.
I mean, I felt alive. Like there was, like, other, like, sides of the bridge they could have done that on.
I know.
Why the fuck right in the middle?
I got nothing. I got nothing.
You make know a spectacle what? Out this of looks like a. This is a great place for a new hole.
Right. Right. But there's like several people that have gone out there and just like, oh my God, I get the chills. There's something here. I'm terrified. So there's that story with, you know, the witch from Clara, burnt alive at the stake. And then there was another story about, oh, you know, it's this couple in the 70s and they were driving. The car went off the road. There was a fire. It was trapped. Like they went off the bridge. The man escaped. Wife was pinned. Car just goes up in flames and wife's dead. Now you can hear screams. Now there's stories where people go out there and like, oh my God, I heard the screaming, or, you know, I've got chills, this, that, and the other. Yeah, the only thing I found to be somewhat true was back in the 70s. Bunch of fucking high schoolers needed a place to party, and they thought it'd be really cool to light a fire under the bridge. Well, with it being made out of tar and old tire stuff and wood shit and all that, it went up in flames. And then there was somebody that commented that said, yeah, I was there, and we're all stupid high school students. So basically, yes. All these people that are going there getting chills, I don't know. It's fucking cold.
Wow. Yeah, I don't want to go there.
I know, right? But I didn't see any evidence of a witch named Sheila from Clara. But then, at the same time...
Really, who documents... Listen,
right. Townspeople came together and fucking burned this bitch, you know?
She like, died at approximately when the bridge kind of burned through.
Oh, God. She was dead by the time she fell through the bridge. We're fairly certain.
Oh, my God. That is crazy.
She was burnt in a circle of salt. Maybe not. Or maybe she was. Trapped her spirit.
I don't know. I don't mess with witches, voodoo, none of that.
That's fair. That's fair.
No, I don't. No.
I find it intriguing. I find it very interesting.
I find it fine for people to talk about. I don't want to be a witness to it. Whenever you came back from New Orleans and gave me that...
the little voodoo doll?
Yeah.
You Jealous said, didn't want it, y'all. She's
said,
like, no.
I said, nope. She did. It's she for did. You. No. And it was a, what was it? It was an accident.
It was like voodoo. An accident voodoo doll. Like, you know, supposed to help you not fuck yourself
like
up.
Like not have accidents. And that's when help. I went to the Bengals and Chiefs game and like tripped down the steps and held onto a man's like belt. Ass. Like as he's like going down the steps. I'm like, what?
She rode some man's ass.
Straight up. And that belt held on those jeans. Oh, God. So fucking tight.
And then, imagine how terrified he is.
He got to the bottom and was like, what the? And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And Adam's like, what the hell are you doing? Mason said, God, it's embarrassing. And I'm like, ah, ah. I'm like, okay. Like, they did not give a fuck. Like, he didn't even want to hear, like, I'm sorry or nothing. It was just like, nah. And I mean, I assume, I don't remember if he was a Chiefs fan, but they lost that year. So,
oh.
Yeah.
Not good.
No, not but, good. I mean, he didn't yell at me. He was very kind to that, have that let me road. I held on
he
for
just
dear
gave
life.
You a ride and then just let you go.
Like, I held on because I was like, the way I tripped, like, I would have scorpioned down the whole stairway.
So, yeah, that was our little episode about Clara. If you have a moment, I totally suggest riding out there. It is interesting.
Okay, I'll look it up. Thanks, though. Oh, I was God, like, if you have time, you know, do some research. It's very interesting right out there. What?
It is. It's fun.
Pretty sure you gave all the reasons
I
to
mean, don't,
not.
Don't go at night.
Yeah, you
or can... do. I mean, it depends on what you're looking for. Have fun. Be respectful. I don't know. Carry a white crystal.
Don't go. That's my only. Don't go.
Sam's like, no.
If you don't want to become possessed or get a ghost attached to you, just don't go. Don't
I mean,
do it.
Also, solid advice. I can't argue with that.
No, just don't do it. I don't get why. Like, I only go to haunted houses because we get invited to them for the podcast. Fuck that. Said, I will nope. sacrifice any fucking body in front of me or near me.
Or anyone's children. I've seen
yes.
it.
Yes, I've apologized as I'm pushing a kid in there, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Like, I'm so sorry, I can't stop.
I'm just like, ha ha. They're like, and she's just like, okay, Sam. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, God. So who's the adult here?
Yes.
It's not me. It can't be me.
I'm like, it's me, and I know this is wrong, but I'm not I can't. Yeah, I'm a great parental figure.
She's wonderful. Yeah.
I almost peed on myself on 3 out of the 40 times we went. Not gonna lie.
That just sounded so fucking random, and it just reminded me coming out of nowhere with I shit my pants once.
I forgot about that. That makes me want to listen to our intro all over again.
I lied. It was more than once.
Been several times, but it was just that moment that it's memorable.
Exactly. Just one particular moment that just sticks out in my mind.
Oh, God.
All right.
Well, is that all for today?
That is all. That is
that
all.
That is more than enough.
Is it, though?
If y'all are interested, don't go.
Exactly. Or do. Tell me about it.
Oh, my God. Or if you've actually gone.
Yeah.
And experienced it. That would be cool to hear.
Please and thank you.
Okay. Ta-ta for now.
Adios, bichachos.